Are you an overwhelmed entrepreneur with endless tasks, emails, and messages? Do you feel your systems are ineffective or you don't have any at all? I get it. You wish you could come up for air and take that well-deserved vacation you've been dreaming of, all without sacrificing the growth or health of your business. I'm hosting a webinar to introduce concepts that you can use to learn more about how to clockwork your business for operational efficiency. The best part? The webinar is at no cost to you. It will be held May 14th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and a recording will be available for those who can't attend live. If you are ready to make a change in your business so you can take a real vacation, go to bit.ly/May2024CFF to enroll. That's bit.ly/May2024CFF. I can't wait to see you there.
Welcome to Biz Help for You with host Candy Messer. Entrepreneurs like to focus on the big picture, like profitability, success, and a smooth running organization. There always seems to be those little things like taxes, employee compensation, laws, regulations, and more. Now, you can get the answers you need in one place. Join us today as we break it all down for you. Now, here's your host, Candy Messer.
Hello, and welcome to Biz Help for You with Candy Messer. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you found the information on our last show, Employee Retention Tax Credit and the Paycheck Protection Program Tax, informative. If you are unable to join us, we would like to listen to the show. Links can be located on our YouTube and Facebook pages, as well as links to iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. If there are topics you'd find beneficial or questions you have, please feel free to reach out to me at media@abandp.com. Now, let's learn a little bit about our guest today. Vanessa Zammi is a business expert, keynote speaker, and best-selling author dedicated to helping full-time employees transition to entrepreneurship by growing their businesses while employed. Her consulting company, Your Visions Catalyst, coaches and advises 9-to-5ers on how to grow a profit-producing, purpose-driven business without the overwhelm. It's not hustling that's bad, it's how you're hustling that they fix. With a focus on efficiency and effectiveness, Vanessa Zammi works with you as a new entrepreneur on taking care of your life while also taking care of business. Her motto, keep it simple, then keep it moving. Vanessa's background includes a management science and engineering degree from Stanford University and strategic leadership roles at Fortune 500 companies. In her business boot camps, Vanessa Zammi teaches live the strategies she's been using and teaching to new business owners on productivity, marketing, sales, and more. So welcome to the show, Vanessa.
Thank you for having me, Candy. Appreciate it. Yes.
Well, I'm excited to have you. I know this is going to be a great topic, you know, going to help those who maybe started a business, you know, in this period of COVID and taking the opportunity even to start. And there's a lot of information I'm sure that they're going to need to know to be successful. So I'm looking forward to this topic. But before I get into any of the questions that I have for you, I would love for you to share first a little bit more about yourself. And how did you even become involved in coaching entrepreneurs?
Yeah, that's a great question. So essentially, Your Visions Catalyst started a couple years back, and it was a myriad of experiences that got me to that point where I woke up one day and I knew that this was just what I was meant to do and helping people achieve their dreams. The mission of Your Visions Catalyst is to equip and empower ambitious solopreneurs to keep moving forward in their side hustle and their business and never look back, so that when that fateful day comes, because they're going to die one day, we're all going to die one day, right? When that fateful day comes, you can say that you lived your life and shoulda, coulda, and you didn't. You lived your life without any shoulda, coulda, woulda, right? You lived your life without regret because you stepped and moved forward in your purpose and your dream. And essentially, for me, that came about really the the sort of pinnacle of this story for me is when I learned about my mother's story, where before she came to, so my mother's from Haiti, and when she was in Haiti at the time, and, you know, she was like top of her class, being invited to America, which is like a big thing when you're outside of America, being invited to America, ooh. And then I compared that to the life that we lived, right, when, you know, I was younger in childhood, and it was, you know, in an urban environment, she never made it past $36K a year, you know, hourly wages, just struggling, paycheck to paycheck, just miserable, right? And to just hear that that was part of her story, though, what happened, right? What happened was a dream was deferred, right? You know, things have gotten away, life got in the way, maybe it's doubt, some fears, et cetera. But that's essentially what happens. And unfortunately, it's a story for many people today, right? And many people last year, many people even going to be, made, perhaps even this year or next year, right? But my whole mission with Your Vision's Catalyst is to help people and let them see that there is a way forward for you, right? There is a way forward for you. And, you know, don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your vision, right? And I'm here to catalyze people's vision, essentially. Yes.
That's awesome. Well, I know you talked about having a purpose-driven business. So what does that mean to you?
Yeah, so purpose-driven business. And I'll start with, you know, the question that I always ask people before they become my client. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, how much do you want this business? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, how much do you want this, right? And the reason why I ask that question is because that answer says a lot. The answer says a lot, right? And that's what I mean, when I say purpose-driven business, it's someone who says that it's an 8, 9, or 10. Because entrepreneurship, as you probably know, Candy, entrepreneurship is not, you know, a walk in the park, right? Entrepreneurship is not a, you know, oh, you're just gonna like, you know, make a million tomorrow. You had zero today, you make a million tomorrow. That's it. Now you're financially free. Duh. No, that's not entrepreneurship, right? And so, but a lot of people think that for some reason because of what they see. But essentially, it's, you know, entrepreneurship is a roller coaster. It is a bunch of ups and downs, right? It's what I always say is that entrepreneurship is a marathon. It is a marathon, right? And you know, you can start the race, but it's finishing the race. That's the problem, right? It's getting through those 26 miles. It's, you know, it's not, it's deciding to keep at it versus like stepping off the path, right? And that's really what it comes down to. And so the purpose-driven part of it is I'm looking for people who are building their purpose-driven business is because having that purpose ties into you making it through that race, right?
Right.
Like when your thighs are hurting, when you're dehydrated, when you're like, you're just like, I'm okay, I'm gonna keep pushing it through, you know, all that stuff. And so that really is what it comes down to, why I focus on people with purpose-driven businesses versus, you know, it's, you have the side hustle versus the side business, right? You have the side hustle where people typically think of, oh, like I'm making money on the side. Like, you know, I'm a Lyft driver, I'm a DoorDash deliverer, robot. Like, you know, there's that. But who I work with other people who are, I'm looking to build from generational wealth. I'm looking to leave a legacy behind. I'm looking to set an example for my kids, right? Those are the people who I work with, right? Where your business is tied to something that fulfills you, something that maybe something you've always wanted to do, right? And you just were afraid to do it because society, your friends weren't doing it. So you were like, oh, who am I to be like starting my own bar or whatever it may be, whatever it is that you want to do, right? And it's you taking that leap of faith and that courage to say, yes, I'm going to do it. And then you start it. And then you end up on the marathon and roller coaster. And essentially I come in, I'm like, listen, don't give up. Let's go. Right. And that's really what it comes down to. So yeah.
Right. Well, when you were talking too, I know you mentioned a couple of things that I picked up on that, you know, people might think entrepreneurship is pretty easy and you could start and make your million, you know, quickly, which may not be the case, but I'm sure there are other misconceptions that you've heard from people about being an entrepreneur. So can you explain what some of those might be for those who are thinking like, oh yeah, I could start today and I'm going to be successful tomorrow?
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's one misconception. And, you know, that misconception, unfortunately, I think that just stems from, you know, what people put out there. Right. And part of it is because of marketing, right? It's people looking to get the get rich quick scheme. And so they're like, ooh, I'm targeting the people who are looking to get rich quick. So I need to make sure that they see that I'm getting rich quick. But then they're not really getting great. It's a whole situation. It's a whole cycle, unfortunately. But essentially another myth, though, that I also see that is harming people is the whole idea to like burn the midnight oil. Like stay until 2 a.m., like get 2 hours of sleep. Otherwise, you're not dedicated to your business. Okay. Like, OMG, like you got to stay. And it's like, listen, Olympic athletes go to sleep, right? Like, like this is not like Olympic athletes go to sleep, right? Like are you going to say that they're not working hard enough? Like, no. Right. And so at the end of the day, it's, you know, like for me, when I was building my business, while I was building Your Vision's Catalyst, while doing my day job. And also I got promoted at the same time. I was also running and I ended up losing like 30 pounds that year too, or those 7 month time frame. I know got promoted to like six figure salary. I had a horrible boss, worst boss ever. That's a whole nother story. Like, it was just a whole situation. But at the same time, I slept 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Right. And in my belief, the only person who probably isn't sleeping 7 hours of sleep a night is someone with like a newborn. Okay, not an excuse. But other people, there's no reason why you shouldn't be sleeping 7 hours of sleep a night, right? And in terms of, you know, so the whole concept, that misconception of you got to burn the midnight oil, you got to like, no, right? And when I say, you know, when we talk about in the intro, we said that, you know, it's fixing the hustle that I fix. And that's what I do. I fix people's hustle, because it's not necessarily that, you know, you have to do all the things. No, it's what you're doing and how you're doing it, right? Mm-hmm. It's what you're doing and how you are doing it, right? A lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs, they're jogging. You're jogging. You're doing a whole bunch of tasks. You're doing all the, you're like, oh, I'm doing so much stuff. I don't see why my business isn't moving. I'm doing so much. My business isn't going anywhere. I don't get it. I'm doing so much. You're jogging in place. That's what's happening.
Right.
You're jogging. Yes. You are on the treadmill. You're just jogging, sweating, perspiring, but you're doing it in place. You're not going anywhere, right? That is what's happening.
You need to be productive, right? Not just busy, but productive.
Yes, exactly. Right. The thing is that busy doesn't keep you moving forward, right? Mm-hmm. Now, let's say you are busy and you're moving forward. That's one thing. But typically what ends up happening is a lot of people are busy and they're not moving forward, right? And so it's just running around doing nothing really at the end of the day. And so when we talk about fixing people's hustle, it's about finding those efficiencies and effectiveness, you know, in focusing areas, right? Focusing areas for your marketing, for your time. And I'm all about essentially, and I do this through, I work with my clients in a 12-month business mentorship program called the Hustle and Breathe Business Accelerator. And so in my Hustle and Breathe Business Accelerator, it's all about hustling and breathing. So it's about taking care of your business, but also taking care of your life. And that's what it comes down to when I mentor people on, is taking care of your business, also taking care of your life, right? Getting stuff done, but like dusting your shoulders off in the process, right? Yes.
So if someone wants to start a business, or they've recently started one, but you know, someone's pondering like, this is what I want to do, and they need to plan out what to do to be successful, what would you coach them in terms of those things that are essential for them to actually have a successful business?
Yes. So that actually, what I want to start with, I'll start with the three key components of your business, right? So three key components of your business that I got my clients through, it's the who, the what, and the how, right? So who are you serving? Mm-hmm. What problem do they have? And how do you help them? How is your business going to help them? That business idea that you have in your mind, that you're like, oh my God, so great, right? How is it that it actually helps to solve their problem, right? Mm-hmm. And with those three components, you then can create an effective marketing strategy. Essentially, marketing comes down to putting yourself in the right room. And what I tell people is the place, the people, and the position, right? So it's once you understand who you're serving, and the problem that they have, and the solution that they're looking for, right? It's where are they now? Where are they located? Mm-hmm. What's the place where you need to find them at? Where are they? What room are they in, right? For those maybe in a clubhouse, they're like, what room are they in, right? But essentially, it's like, what room are they in, right? The place. And then ensuring that you're targeting and connecting with the right people. And then you have the right positioning. The right positioning means that you are showcasing that solution that you say that you have, right? You're showcasing it in the way that it actually helps them. I had one person come to me and was like, what's wrong with your marketing? She's like, I need to get people to appreciate what it is that I'm offering them. And the thing is, it's not about people appreciating you. It's about you appreciating them. It's about you appreciating where are they located? Where are they at in their mind space? Right. And I think of it like, I actually with someone about this today too. And so, you know, I was sort of like, oh yeah, people like always want me to like discount my stuff, right. And get for an analogy to the coaching industry. It's right. There are people who don't even know that coaching even exists. Mm-hmm. There are people who they're like, coach, I don't need that. I don't need that. Meanwhile, every successful person has a coach, but in their minds, they don't need that. They don't need that. Right. And then you have the people who are like, okay, I'm ready for a coach. I need a coach. I just need to find the right coach, right? And then you have people who've already hired coaches, you know, 24/7, right? That's me. But essentially, the thing is that you had those three different groups of people. I can focus my time. I can be like, oh yeah, you know, the people who like, you know, there are people who like just don't understand what coaching is. I need to educate them and like do all that stuff. That I can definitely focus my time there. Or I can work with the people who already know. They already know that they need a coach. They already know. They're just like looking for someone to help them and guide them, but they're ready to be helped and guided. Mm-hmm. They're not, you know, like, oh, I don't know about help, right? And so it's sort of just, you know, when you work with anyone at all, think of it like even just if you are in your 9-to-5 job and you're working with anyone, you bring someone onto the team. There's someone who wants to work on the team and someone who doesn't, right? Like, you don't want to work with the person who doesn't want to work on the team. You want to work with the person who does want to work on the team, right? And that's what it comes down to when it comes to your business, right? It's who has the problem that you solve for, Mm-hmm. Don't worry about everyone else. When you are a new business, focus on the people who have the problem that you're looking to solve for, right? Right. And everyone else is important. Yes, they're important. They're going to help you scale and grow once you got the basics down, once you got the fundamentals, once you got that core group of people already, right, who you can guide and help. This is for anyone, product-based business, service-based business, it doesn't matter what business you're in. Who are you helping? What problem do they have? And how are you helping them? Then get to where they are. Are they at the trade shows? Are they down the street from you? Where are they located? And then be there and focus on being there and showing up and consistency, showing up for them.
Right.
Those are the key concepts. We can go even more in that, but yes.
Exactly. The hard part is with some things now things are starting to open up a little bit in different areas. I mean, I'm in the Southern California, so things really aren't open much here yet, but hopefully, in the next couple months. But so someone might be saying how am I going to get in front of people when there are no trade shows or there are no networking events or you have to do it through Zoom and then it's hard to get seen that way. But what would you tell someone who's about to start out a business or recently started and they're feeling frustrated because they can't necessarily easily get in front of someone that they think might be an ideal customer for them?
Yes, in terms of getting them in front of their people, I'd say, so that's when we go into, social media strategy, right? And the thing is that then you can ask that same question about social media strategy, right? What do you tell someone who's saying that they're overwhelmed with social media strategy, right? And what I say there, it goes back to literally focus and consistency. When it comes down to consistency, it's ensuring that you are continuing to show up wherever it is that you do show up. When it comes to focus, it's focusing on the one place that you show up in, right? So yes, your people may be everywhere, but choose one place. You can't be they may be everywhere, but you can't be everywhere. Why can't you be everywhere? Because you are maybe a mother, a wife, you have a day job, you have a life, right? You can't be everywhere. So choose one place so you can be, right? If you're just starting out, maybe choose one to two places. Maybe it's you do LinkedIn and Instagram. Maybe you try out Facebook and TikTok. Maybe you try out Facebook and LinkedIn, right? Maybe you just try Pinterest and Snapchat, whatever it may be, right? But choose one platform. And then focus on that, test side out, do your positioning there, do your messages there, right? Do that for, 1 to 3 months, see how it feels. Do it consistently too. Don't just show up one day and then not show up and be like, it's not working.
You did
one post, I'm confused. What are you expecting it to happen? You're supposed to go viral tomorrow? No, right? You don't just go viral in a day. That's not a thing, right? And so with that being said, it's ensure that you are consistently showing up. You choose one place, be okay with that one place and consistently show up. And there might be someone, listen to this and they might be like, Vanessa, but one place, no, I need some stuff. What ends up happening is that I work with a lot of ambitious people, ambitious purpose-led solopreneurs, right? And so I have a community called Skyrocket Your Side Business, over 1,000 ambitious purpose-led solopreneurs. And the thing about ambition, right? And I have it too. Candy, you probably have it too. Don't listen, right? We're ambitious people. The thing is that there's some impatience that creeps into ambition. If you don't, it's harmful impatience that can creep into your ambition. And so a lot of people, there's that whole, the surface level of getting rich quicks, right? That people want, right? But then there's also that level of you try something out in your business. It gets you $5. You expecting six figures. You're like, oh my God, it didn't work. I only got $5, right? Or you have this vision to get to $1 million in a year. And then it's in January 1st, you're I'm gonna get to 1 million by December 31st. It's January 15th. You have 1,000. You're this is not working. It's not a million. It's not working. And it's what? it's a matter of, you have to consistently show up, and it's a compound effect, right? The more you consistently show up, the more the energy will go and the more that you will, things will just happen for you, right? And you will learn more from it. It'll be exponential growth, exponential learning when you take the time, right, to exponentially learn versus looking at add. This person says the 3 steps to the magic formula. This one's 6 figures in 6 weeks. Oh, let me do this one. They're all saying the same thing, people. They're all saying the same thing. They're just saying it different ways, but they're all saying the same thing. And it just
Well, I was going to say, I think they just have to have realistic expectations too.
Yes.
Right? For themselves and how much they can do themselves, but then how much their reach is going to be within a certain period of time. It's going to take a while to develop.
Yeah. And as far as it's yes, you do need realistic expectations. But the thing is that for a new entrepreneur in the early stage, they don't know what the expectations are. Right. I remember for me, it was I can get because you also have the level of confidence that you also need, right, to do a business. And so that level of confidence where you're just yeah, I can do six months. Like, I just see like 1,000 people. That's it. That's nothing. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you realize, oh no, it's like a little bit more than that. Right. But you didn't know that starting out. And so there's mm-hmm. there's no sense of realistic expectations in your mind. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's cool. So what ends up happening is that what you need to do is temper your expectations in between the process. Mm-hmm. Right. And what I coach my clients through is like a green, red, yellow light, right? Month by month. Right. Don't think about the 1 year. Don't think about, like, you had the 1 year, you had the 6 months in mind. Sure, great, awesome. It's not going to change. Keep it the same. But month by month, each month, what is working for you? Keep doing that. What mm-hmm. is not working? Stop doing that, right? And then the yellow light is essentially, what is the one new thing that you can do? The one new thing that you can do to, you know, breed some like innovation and some, make it not boring for you in your business, right? Mm-hmm. But something that, you know, maybe there's some tweak that didn't work, right? So you're like, okay, well, maybe I don't want to market it this way. Facebook groups is not working. So let me try, you know, my Facebook profile. Let me try, you know, LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera. But all that stuff. But that's actually what I go through my clients is the green, red, yellow light system that I came up with for myself, because I was finding myself also being impatient and being like, but this is not working, it's not working, you know, and moving stuff around and around, and that just wasn't helping. That was not helping my business at all. And, you know, especially, and then when you get a team of people, you got to be focused, right? They have to feel a sense of direction. And if you are not having direction, it just does not work out. So essentially, yeah. So the strategy that I came up with for us was essentially green light, red light, yellow light. And I decided to bring that over to my clients as well too. But yeah, it's like month by month, right? Yes, you have the big goal, measure yourself month by month, assess it with numbers, right? Mm-hmm. With some logic, you know, and you know, so that you don't get the emotion all in the way, the monkey emotion that can get in the way sometimes, and move forward in that path. And you'll know that you'll just keep taking that step, right? The race is won step by step, step mm-hmm. by step.
That's so true. So you're working with people who are wanting to, you know, start a business and they have a job already, you know, so what would you tell them about how to actually balance having that current job, starting a new business, but also being there for their family?
Yes. And so that's a great question. So what I go through is a 3-part process I'll tell people. So one, it's taking care of yourself. That's the first thing I'll tell people, taking care of yourself. When I go through my clients, what are your non-negotiables? What are your non-negotiables? So what is it that needs to happen for you to feel good about yourself? Whether it's every day, every week, every month, but what needs to happen? Do you need to do yoga every day? Do you need to meditate every day? Do you need to, you know, find some time without the kids every week? Like, do you need to have dinner with the kids at 6 p.m. every night? Do you need to have a date night with your spouse every Friday night, right? Or maybe just one night a week, and it could be any night, which needs to happen. That's all, right? But what are non-negotiables that needs to happen for you to feel good about yourself, right? What do you want to happen for you? Is it nails every week? Like, whatever it is. But what needs to happen for you to feel good? Then the second part is taking care of business. What are three of your main goals for the next 3 months? Right? What are your three main goals for the next 3 months? Yes, you have the 3-year plan, the 5-year plan, next 3 months, 90 days. What do you need? What are the three goals that you're going to focus on? Right? And what ends up happening, a lot of ambitious people, they got a whole list of goals. They have a whole list of things they want to get done. No, 3 goals. That's all you got. We got 3 goals. Mm-hmm. Prioritize them. What are the 3 things that you want to prioritize to get done? And then part 3 is you put them together. What does that mean? I worked with my clients on like a time strategy. We do the whole like schedule thing. It sounds so simple. You develop your schedule, but it's being like really, really mind blowing for people. Because at the end of the day, it is, okay, you have, let's say you work 9 to 5. Maybe those are your hours, 9 to 5. Cool, 9 to 5. You block that off, right? But your non-negotiable, when that's going to happen, right? I have people literally schedule in your non-negotiables first, right? Mm-hmm. It's what are the things that can't be moved? Okay, your child has virtual homeschooling between this time and that time, and you help them out during that time. Okay, that can't be moved, right? You're not going to be like, school, change the time. No, right? Your work at a certain time. Cool, that can't be moved, right? But then it's like, okay, that's that. Great. Next, when do you want to sleep? Cool. Awesome. That's that. Next is what the non-negotiables that you say you want to happen. You want to have that date night? When is it going to happen? You want to have that meditation? When is it going to happen? Great. Put that in together. Then the rest of the time you have left, that's the time you have for your business. Mm-hmm. It might be 5 hours. It might be 20 hours. It might be 40 hours. That's the time you got. Mm-hmm. That's the time you have to make work. And then you make it work. Right. And that's why my clients are like, you know, the strategies and tips and stuff, all the resources and stuff. What is it that you have to make work? The stuff that you do for your business. Right. And some people only have 5 hours a week. Some people have 40 hours a week, right? Some people think they only have like 5 hours a week. But I remember I was connected with she's a single mother, 3 kids, 3 young kids under the age of 10. And we found 18 hours in her calendar when she can still get 6 hours of sleep a night, right? And get 18 hours of business stuff done for her business, right? And it's just a matter of shifting and prioritizing and just understanding, you know, how to make that happen. And the reason why I start out with the taking care of yourself, you need to be selfish in business. You need to be selfish in business. You just need to be selfish, right? And it's such a bad connotation. They're like, oh, selfish. I don't want to be selfish. How am I going to get to heaven if I don't be selfish? Like, no, right? You need to be selfish. You need to take care. And think of it this way, for the person listening, like, I don't want to be selfish. If you are not selfish, then you're not going to work on this business. If you do not work on this business, you will not be financially free. You will not have the freedom to work with your kids the way that you want to. You will not be happy. They will see a miserable person in front of them. You will not have any generational wealth to pass on to them. So maybe the next generation will start it all over again, perhaps. Right? And so the thing is that, yes, sure, maybe you're being selfish, quote unquote, and you're deciding to work on your business. But in working on your business, you're actually working on giving your kids a certain future. You're working on, you know, breaking the generational cycle, the generational poverty cycle in your family, right? It is like, this is, you're working on something that's bigger than you. And that's okay. That's all right.
Well, I find for myself too, like I have to put things on the calendar and block time for certain things so that I'm only focused on that. So, you know, there's so many distractions that can come when you're running a company. And so I think, you know, they also have to realize, like, put away your social media. Don't, you know, even though if you're going to be on social media to promote your stuff, like only have like a specific time that you're looking at that. And then maybe have a specific time you're looking at emails, and maybe you're, if you have a project, you're focused on that. Like, don't try to multitask because you're not too successful when you're trying to do too many things at once. At least that's what I've found, is that it is hard because I have a company with 8 employees. And so I do get, you know, messages from them with questions or things. And so I do get distractions periodically, but I do try to have a very set specific time where I'm going to work on this project, and I put it in my calendar. Like, I'm going to do this during this time. And I think that helps me. And, you know, I'm sure that would help someone who's a newer in business, maybe thinking they need to do all these things at once, but really like schedule something on your calendar so you know what you're doing, when you're doing it. And, you know, hopefully you're productive and not just busy, right? Like we talked about earlier.
Yes, yes. And for you, I would say, like, for your team of like 8, listen, none of them know office hours. Like you need to, like, you can, I am available to answer your questions between this time and that time, this day, this time and that time, this day. It will then force them to ask you those questions during that time of day. And also they can expect that if they send you a question outside of those hours, you may not be answered.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, it's just sometimes like something comes up and, you know, but yes, I need to be more strict. I used to have blocked on my calendar too during this specific time. That's when I answer emails and phone calls and that's it, you know? And then over time I got a little less strict on that, but I probably need to go back to doing that again and just say, this is the time. But I just know that a lot of times we think we have to multitask to be productive, but if you're like going from here to here to here, then you get distracted. It takes a while to get back on task. And so it's like the opposite of what we think sometimes.
Yeah. I think of it even just, and there's an example that I usually give, it's, you know, okay, you're sitting at brunch with your girlfriends, you know, you're sitting at brunch and you were sitting there, 3 other people sitting there, you're all sitting there. And in your mind, and the day ends, you go back to bed, you're like, oh, I did so much today. I was at brunch with the gals. Oh, I was just so productive. Look at me. I got that done. Oh, yes. Meanwhile, after you left, your friends were like, is she okay? Oh, no, she wasn't really speaking. Was she with us? This is when she was really there, right? Like, you all here thinking that you there, but your mind wasn't there, right? And so what happened is a lot of people's like, you're present. You're there, but you're not aware. That's what I say. You're like, you're there, but you're not aware. And that's not any better. You might as well just not be there, honestly, right? If you're not going to be present, you just might as well not be there, right? Maybe you're at the dinner table with your family, but you're out here on your phone texting or you're on the laptop. You might as well just not be there, right? And so don't do that, right? The thing is, I think about, like, you know, someone else do that to you, you probably wouldn't like that person who's watching this and listening. You probably wouldn't like that, right? And so the fact of the matter is if you're going to say, if you say you're going to be at that dinner at 6 p.m., be at the dinner at 6 p.m. and be only at the dinner, right? If you, like, you need to take the mind out, kind of to like switch on, switch off in a sense. And the thing is that, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, you maybe think you have to be on all the time. You don't have to be on all the time. Being off is actually really good because it gives your mind time to rest and breathe and think through all the stuff that you were on about like a couple hours for the past, like maybe 8 hours probably, right? And you need to just rest it and take a break. Just take a break.
Right. Well, I would love you to touch on, you know, obviously there was some economic impact of the coronavirus that hit, and some businesses mm-hmm. have been shut down, and, you know, people have struggled. And I'm sure people hear in the news all the time about businesses needing, you know, the government assistance and things to kind of maintain and stay open. So there might be a fear of someone starting a business right now, but we also have heard there's a lot of people who are actually starting businesses and they're taking off and being successful. Driving. So mm-hmm. I would love for you to just touch on that for those who are listening, who are thinking like, I really want to start a business and I'm at home, you know, we're working from home, I have extra time, or whatever that might look like, but they're afraid because they're hearing the bad news. Like, what would you say to them?
So much I can say. I would say, one, at some point you have to stop with the excuses. Two, don't let fear get in the way. And then three, there's never a right time. Those mm-hmm. are the three things that came to my mind as you were speaking. Yes. So one, essentially, I forget which order I said them, but that's fine. With that being said, we'll start with the last one, right? But there's never a right time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this year, you know, last year, there's COVID and a pandemic and an election that's a hot mess and then all this other stuff. This year, you know, maybe people are hiring and you're like, you know what, let me just go to another job. I don't even need to do the business. Then next year, who knows what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen next year. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Literally, who knows what's going to happen next year, right? And things that you don't know, right? But what you do know is that right now, you are unfulfilled. What you do know is that right now, you know that there's something more for you out there, right?
Right.
That's what you know. And so you can decide to act on that, or you can decide not to act on that, right? But don't blame on anybody else but you. Cool. Then, well, that comes to number one, what I said with excuses, right? At some point in time, you know, it's finding an excuse. It is literally, when you're going through the reasons of why not, you're just looking for an excuse mm-hmm. to tell yourself why not. That's all it is, right?
Right.
That's really all it is, right? And the thing is, and where's that excuse rooted in? It's rooted in number two, fear. What I said about not letting fear get in the way, it is you're letting the fear of failure, but even fear of success sometimes too, right? Mm-hmm. It's the fear of failing. It's the fear of what will your family think? What will your friends say? What will, you know, that stranger on Facebook who likes your post, what are they going to think? Right? Mm-hmm. It's, you know, who are those strangers are going to come? Oh, they're going to find me. OMG. Right? It's, you know, the fear of success when it comes to, what if it does go well? Like, am I going to lose my friends? Am I going to have my friends mm-hmm. anymore? Like, they're not going to want to hang out with me anymore. Like, OMG.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't let the fear get in your way. That's all it is.
Yeah,
that's
good point. And I liked where you were saying too, that there's never a right time. You know, you do, there might be times that are a little better than others, but there's no perfect time or something too. And so if you have a dream and you want to pursue it, if you just keep putting it off thinking, well, it's not the right time right now. And like you said, and something mm-hmm. else comes along, something else comes along. At some point you've never started your business. And then you look back and you might have that regret that you didn't just jump in, right?
Exactly. You're going to have the shoulda, coulda, woulda. You're going to be like, I should have done this. I could have mm-hmm. done that. And the thing is, when it comes down to entrepreneurship, there's like, things will always happen. It is the ebbs and flows. This is not you start the business and becomes, it's seamless. Once you start, it's just a seamless process, right? Like, no, right? And so things are just gonna happen. Things are just gonna happen, right? And so that first step of you deciding not to let things get in the way is that mm-hmm. first step of starting the business. Mm-hmm. That is the first step of you deciding not to let things get in the way of your success and getting in the way of your dream. It's deciding to start it and take action on it. Mm-hmm. Then more things will come along, but- And you'll be asking the same question, right? But that's what it comes to. But you've already started, so you won't be able to have the excuse of turning back, because you'll be like, mm-hmm. well, I'm going to fail. Let me keep on going. Yeah. So, yeah.
Right. So I would love to just find out from you, too. Why did you decide to focus on those people who are still working a 9-to-5 job and coach them to start a business?
That's a great question. So I chose that niche because that's what I did. I built my business while doing my day job. And the mm-hmm. thing is, what ends up happening is that a lot of people, like, part of that, you know, it's like you mentioned the economic impact where people are like, well, the economy's bad, let me not start, and mm-hmm. right? Well, there's also people who are saying, yeah, I have a day job. When am I going to have to find a time? Like, I just can't do it. I'm too busy. I'm mm-hmm. busy. I don't have the time to do this business right now. I'll just wait until, like, the kids are older. I'll wait until we get this house. Like, no, right? So it's a lot of just things get in the way. And the big thing that gets in people's way is that whole idea of, you know, oh, like, I just don't have the time. I just don't have the time for it, et cetera, I just don't have the time. And that's not true. And then secondly, another thing that actually that goes into a whole misconception as well too, that people have, is that you need to, you know, burn the bridges, go all out, go homeless. I was homeless and you could do it too. Oh my gosh. That's the most annoying misconception ever. But like, no. So essentially that's another misconception, is that you have to like, you know, be homeless to do the business well. You need to, you know, go all out and like live on ramen noodles. And like, you have people who are in the mid 40s who are like, listen, I got a child to take care of, right? And, or essentially it's just, you know, you got a family. You don't, and that's what, that's okay. You can still make the business happen, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the reason why I focus on that population, because it's the people who they have the dream and they shouldn't be stopped because they, you know, feel like they have other things going on they can't make happen or other such things of that nature. That's why I focus on that population. And, you know, but I do have people who are full-time, they come to me, you know, it's like the thing about niching, you stay a niche and then, you know, other people also come. So I think about, so yeah, I also have worked with full-time entrepreneurs and it's great. Full-time entrepreneurs, they do twice as much work. Well, I just didn't do twice as much work. They're able to do twice as much in less time, right? Because they have more time, which is like fine. That's cool. But at the end of the day, either way, they're still sleeping and getting it done efficiently as opposed to pulling their hair out. Like, oh my God, I can't do this. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, no. They're hustling and breathing. So my accelerator is called the Hustle and Breathe Business Accelerator at the end of the day. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're getting close to the end of the time, but, and you just happened to mention something there too. So I always say, you know, hey, do you have an offer you'd like to share with our listeners? So I would love to hear what you have for them.
Yeah. So the offer that I have is I do host boot camps. I host boot camps for people, and essentially it's all about skyrocketing your side business and getting stuff done for your business. And so I host these boot camps and I have a 2-day boot camp happening March 22nd through March 23rd. Yes. So 2-day boot camp happening March 22nd and March 23rd. People always love it. It's a blast. It's, you know, our seventh time doing it. It's always amazing. It's great. And you sign up and then you get into this lovely, lovely community. And we just have a good time. It's a party. So if you couldn't already tell, it's a party. My energy comes from water and sleep. So yes. And so it's a party and it's great. It's a knowledge party. It's a knowledge party. And we just get stuff done and work on getting you the efficiencies that you need in your business to make sure that you are taking care of yourself and take care of your business and you are hustling and breathing. And so I do offer those boot camps for people. 2-day bootcamp extravaganza that's happening March 22nd through March 23rd. And you can access that bootcamp.vzami.com. That's bootcamp.v, then my last name, Z Zebra, A Animal, M Money, Y.com.
Perfect. Well, I know you just gave that link too, but do you have other ways that people can connect with you if they want to reach out and, you know, just find out more information?
Yes, 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 they can. I'm on LinkedIn and Facebook. I'm always on Facebook, but I'm also on LinkedIn as well too. So you're welcome to look me up, Vanessa Zami. I'm real easy to find. You can even Google me too. Google.com, just type in Vanessa Zami in the search engine. You'll find me. You'll find me. Yes.
Perfect. Well, this has been, you know, a fun topic to discuss. Like I said, I know there's a lot of people who are probably thinking of starting a business or recently started a business within the last year or so. And I wanted to just, you know, go over some of that information that would help them, you know, encourage them to get out there. And even if they're working a job right now, I mean, I actually started my company while I was working a job, and I was kind of afraid to leave the full-time, you know, job because it was a guaranteed paycheck. But, you know, here I am now down the line and I've got, you know, a staff and a company that, you know, helps people. And so that's, it's definitely, it was difficult to give up that job, but at the same time, I'm very thankful I did and where I am and who I've been able to serve and everything too. So I would encourage anyone who's listening, you know, go ahead and, you know, go for it, get the encouragement, but have someone who can coach you too, because having someone who's been there, done that, and kind of knows the ups and downs to help you be successful is a good thing. So, so Vanessa, I'm so glad you were here to just chat about this topic a little bit.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to connecting with people. I always love it.
It's been fun. And I do want to thank the listeners for tuning into this episode. I hope you found this topic very interesting and it answered some questions about becoming a, you know, a CEO of your own company and starting from that 9-to-5 to you being a business owner. If you have any additional questions or comments, be sure to reach out to Vanessa, and you can, as she said, find her, just do a Google search with her last name, Zamy, or you can send us a message at media@abandp.com. And would you please share this episode with those you know? We greatly appreciate your support. I hope you can join us for next week's topic on angel investing. And please remember you can connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And my website is abandp.com. And you can also find the podcast posted on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Until next time, have a great week.
Thank you for listening to This Help For You. Please join your host, Candy Messer, again next Tuesday. Have a terrific week.